So the Heilige Mishnah weiter Masechtes Shviyas Perik Tes Mishnah. Did you ever learn Masechtes Pesachim? Did you learn Perik Makom Shenahagu? This Mishnah is discussed over there at length. A lot of different shittas in the Mishnah. Well, if you learned it, it'll be a good chazara. And if you didn't learn it, it'll be a good hachana for when you're going to learn it. A lot of different shittas in this Mishnah. We'll take the Vatanuris Pshat. Zakt the Heilige Mishnah. Hakoivesh shloisha chivashim v'chavias achas. How does a cucumber turn into a pickle? By pickling it, right? So what do you have to do? You put it with spices, you put it into a jar or a big barrel with vinegar or salt water. And from a cucumber, it turns into pickles. They used to do this with vegetables, so the vegetables would hold a lot longer. Sakta Mishnah Hakoivesh shloisha chivashim v'chavias achas. He pickled three types of vegetables in a single jar, jug, barrel. The word kavush means like to invade. Kavush is kimavushal. When something is kavush, soaking in something for more than 24 hours, it's like same as cooking. But it means he pickled three different types of vegetables. So let's say just for argument's sake, I'm not sure if these vegetables actually are the right mishalim, but just for illustrative purposes. In my jar, I have cucumbers, carrots, and onions. Now, what happens if one day in shul, after Shachris, the Gaba calls out, right? Today they call out Yalva Yavai, they call out when Mincha was. But during a Shemitah, the Gaba could call out, I just want to tell you that it's the Zman beer today for onions. I no longer need onions out in the field. So you go, oh no, what do I do? My onions are pickling together with the cucumbers and the carrots. So Rabbi Eliezer says, Rabbi Eliezer has the most strict opinion over here. He says, then you have to take everything out. Your carrots and your cucumbers also, because your carrots and your cucumbers have the taste of the onions. Rabbi Eliezer says, Oichlin ala rishon. You can only eat the vegetables until the first in the jug is gone from the field. So if the onions are gone, your carrots and cucumbers that have the taste of the onions have to be taken out as well. You have to do the mitzvah of beer with them as well. If the chayis can't find onions, out goes your cucumbers and your carrots. I'll tell you a nice story at the end of the Mishnah. Rabbi Yeshua says, Afala Achrin. Rabbi Yeshua has the most lenient opinion. He says, no, just the opposite. Let's say the Gabbai says, onions are gone from the field. Chayis can't get to it. Everyone take out your onions. You don't have to take out your onions, because your onions are together with the carrots and the cucumbers. And even if the next day the Gabbai says, okay, now carrots are gone from the field, you have to take out your carrots, be mekayim the mitzvah of beer, you still don't have to take it out, because it's together with the cucumbers. Rabbi Eliezer says, if one is not available, you have to take out all of them. And Rabbi Yeshua says, if one of the three is available for the chaya, you don't have to take out any. Rabbi Eliezer says, well, if the onions are gone and there's the taste of the onions in your carrots and cucumbers, you have to take those out as well. Kum Rabbi Yeshua, and he says just the opposite. Even if the onions, let's say, and the carrots are gone, but if you have the taste of the cucumbers in your onions and carrots, and the cucumbers are still available out on the field, you don't have to cut anything. Rabbi Yehuda darshans this on the Pasuk. You can take a closer look at the Batanur exactly how he darshans the Pasuk, but basically, in the Pasuk it says, Min asad de toichlu es tvuasa. So he learns from here, if you have in the sad even a little bit of what is soaking together in the house, if you have the taste of the cucumbers in the onions and the carrots, that's enough to keep the whole jar inside. A third shita is the shita of Rabban Gamliel. Rabban Gamliel Aymer, look, whatever's gone from the field, yivar mina min achavias. If there are no longer any onions, you have to take out the onions. There's no longer any carrots, you have to take out the carrots. If there's no longer any cucumbers, you have to take out the cucumbers. V'halacha kedvarav, and the halacha is like Rabban Gamliel. So Rabban Gamliel is being much more lenient than Rabbi Eliezer. He's not saying that because the onions are no longer available on the field, you have to take out your cucumbers and carrots. But he's not being as lenient as Rabbi Yeshua. He's also not saying that because the cucumbers are still available, you can keep your onions and carrots. Rabban Gamliel says, no onions, take out your onions. No carrots, go into the jar, take out the carrots. No cucumbers, go into the jar and take out the cucumbers. The halacha kidvarav, and the halacha is like Rav Gamliel. Now we have a fourth sheet, the sheet of Rav Shimon. Rav Shimon says, kol yerek echad lebir. This is the most lenient sheet. Rav Shimon says, we don't go looking to see if there are carrots left, if there are cucumbers left, if there are onions left. You know what we look for? If there are vegetables left. Kol yerek echad lebir. All types of vegetables are like one when it comes to beer. The gabbai will give one clap. Rabbi say, no more vegetables left. Take your vegetables out of your house. We don't look at individual vegetables. Rav Shimon Amar, kol yerek echad lebir. You can keep your cucumbers, you can keep your carrots, you can keep your onions. If there are tomatoes out on the field. As long as there's some type of vegetable that is available. Now, there's a certain kind of vegetable called regula. Translation, purslane. It's used in salads sometimes. It's like a fleshy, very leafy kind of a plant that has tiny yellow flowers. Okay, so it's a vegetable. So why does it stand out? What's different about this regula? It lasts a very long time. And the way that Ramban explains, even if you don't even see it on the field, it still grows like in areas you wouldn't expect it to grow, in hidden areas. So how do I know if there's no longer any regila out there? So Zakta Mishnah, Eichlin b'regila, you can continue to eat regila. At sheyichlu sigarios, mebikas beis netoifa. What are sigarios? A vegetable called artichokes. It's also a flowery kind of a vegetable, looks like daisies a little bit. Well, here's the simen. When the sagira are no longer there, in bikas beis netoifa, in other words, I check out the valley of Beis Netoifa. And that stands out because there's always a lot of water there. So the artichokes there last a very long time. If even the artichokes of Beis Netoifa dried up, at that point I'm going to say, you know what, there's no more regila out there either. Let's chaz over a mishnah again. This is according to the Batanuris Pshat. You may remember if you've learned Perik Makom Shenahagu and Mesechtas Psachim, there are many different pshatim in our mishnah. But the way the Batanura learns, I have cucumbers, carrots, and onions, just using that as a mushel, that are pickling in a barrel. Rabbi Eliezer says, the first one that's not available in the field means stop everything, because they're all pickling together. If there are no more cucumbers, you can't use the carrots and the onions, then you have the mitzvah of beer. If there are no more carrots, you can't use the cucumber and the onions, and if there are no more onions, you can't use the cucumber and the carrots. Rabbi Eliezer is the most machmir. Rabbi Yeshua says, as long as one of the three are still out there in the field, you can have all of the three. There's no beer that goes into place yet. So if their cucumbers are out there, you can keep the carrots and onions in this barrel. If the carrots are out there, you can keep the cucumbers and the onions. And if the onions are out there, you can keep the cucumbers and the carrots. Rav Gamliel says, if the cucumbers are gone, the beer is only on the cucumbers. I'm not worried about the taste of the cucumbers and the carrots and onions. If the carrots are gone, the beer is only on the carrots. I'm not worried about the taste of the carrots in the cucumbers and the onions. And if the onions are gone, the beer is only on the onions. Rabbi Shimon says, kol min yerek echad, as long as there's any kind of vegetable out there. If there are tomatoes out there on the field, there's no beer yet on the cucumbers, carrots, and onions. We don't look at individual vegetables. It goes with min yerek. The Mishnah pointed out regila, which is a type of vegetable that lasts very, very long. Even when you don't see it on the field, it could be growing in hidden places. So the simon is, if there are no longer cigarias in the valley of Beis Netoifa, in a valley there's usually a lot of water, and these cigarias generally last a long time, so if the cigarias in a place where it should last more, if they're gone, you can rest assured that the regila then is gone also.